WTDY's Lindsay Adjevore dives headfirst into the stories behind our communities and neighborhoods.
There's no place like. Brought to you by
Dean's Auto Repair. For honest automotive repair work, depend on Dean's. Fremright Drive in Monona.
This week we're checking out the Spring Harbor neighborhood, and we're starting off with Diversion Scuba. It's a business you may not expect to find in Wisconsin, and they are among few of their kind in the state. Of course, Diversion Scuba is where you learn to scuba dive, and you can get all the gear you need. Tammy Thompson is the owner, and Isaac Gomez is the office manager, and Tammy gives us a little bit more information about what they do.
What we do is we offer services for diving instruction. We teach all levels of diving instruction from very basic beginner scuba classes. We even do tri-scuba classes, so if you think you might be interested but you're a little afraid, you can come and try it out in the pool. We also do snorkeling lessons, and we go all the way up to technical scuba diving, so we teach cave diving and rebreathers and very deep diving. And so that makes us a little unique for the state. Isaac's one of the only instructors in the state that's teaching spearfishing to people who are interested in coming in and learning to hone in on a little portion of the sport that they may be interested in.
Tammy says they're the only place in Madison that offers scuba diving lessons. The next closest place is Milwaukee. But she says Isaac, who manages the shop, is an excellent teacher, and you really don't need to look any further than Madison if you want to get certified.
To have the certification, we started here at Diversions with the classroom portion, and after that we watch some videos, we go through some quizzes, and we get ready to be in the pool. At the pool, we had a series of skills they need to complete to be able to be test out on the lakes. And in the lakes, we do a series of few dives to get your certification. And the certification is for life, it never expires. So if you don't have time to scuba dive frequently, do the local tours or anything like that, or you don't travel that frequently, we can always have a review class and you relearn everything you see during the certification.
Does it matter what time of the day you go to scuba dive?
There are submersible flashlights that you can take underwater with you. So that's actually a really fun activity to go night diving because the fish behave entirely differently at night. You get different things that come out and are in different places that you would go diving that you don't see during the day, different species of fish. So that's pretty interesting.
So Tammy, how did you get into scuba diving?
I started scuba diving in 1990. I took a class at the University of Wisconsin, actually. And I loved it. And I just wanted to take more classes. I really enjoyed the people that I met along the way, and eventually worked my way up to instructor. And then it sort of got out of hand. I was teaching scuba out of my apartment, and there were people there every night. And I eventually turned my basement storage unit at my college apartment into a dive shop. And pretty soon, like I said, it was very out of hand. And my landlord came over and knocked on the door and said, I was kind of scared. I thought, is he going to be angry that I have all this rental equipment that I'm using and I'm teaching basically out of my apartment every night? There's people sitting on my couch watching scuba diving videos. And he actually wanted to get certified, and he said, wow, you need to get your life back, we're going to move you out of here. And he set me up with a friend that had some rental space, and that's really how Diversion Scuba started, and we've just been building on it ever since. Though I own the shop, I don't work here full-time. Isaac is here full-time. He's a full-time manager here. I work for the state of Wisconsin. I'm an underwater archaeologist with Wisconsin Historical Society. So I'm sort of invested in the shipwrecks of the state. There are 750 shipwrecks that are lost in Wisconsin waters. Not all of them have been found. There's about 150 that are known. And so that's why you see all the shipwreck pictures on our walls and all the sort of signs that promote preservation ethic around here of our shipwrecks, because that's what I do for a living.
We've got more coming up on the Spring Harbor neighborhood this week, so don't miss it. I'm Lindsay Adjevore, and you're listening to WTDY News.